The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay.
Sunday night, it's 9:02. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I am here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11, bringing you the overlooked and underappreciated, the wacky, the smartass, and much more. Big shout out to DJ Graybeard for yet another fabulous installment of radio here at WRAR. Always a pleasure to find him in the studio. Well, today is all nature of excitement. It is Father's Day. It is the first day of summer, and it is damn nice outside. So we're going to start with a little Father's Day kickoff and reach into the grab bag later, and we've got all kinds of entertainments lined up your way, and we'll be posting the playlist in just a few minutes.
Hey, it is me, Ivan Hrvatska. Happy Father's Day. Today is good time and fathers are number one. I sing for you, Tata. Father, teach me to be a man, to be proud and take a stand, to be a fighter and good friend, follow truth till the end. He say be strong for my lover, be smart, work together. When people fall, be a gentleman. Now I make love to my woman and I shake my father's hand on Father's Day. Father's Day. Where would I be without Father's Day? Today is the day that I tell you through. Thank you for making me a man too. I watch and I learn how to work hard and be firm, to be strong and be so kind, to never surrender in tough time. Father, teach me all of this. Now I teach my son to be, so that my son will one day say, I make love to my woman and I shake my father's hand on Father's Day. Father's Day. That I tell you through. Thank you for making me a man too. You made me a man, and now we party for you. I want to be like you, is how I say thank you. What is father? He is half of life, one half of me. So now I make love to my woman and I Father's Day from Ivan Hrvatska.
I have long been an admirer of Thomas Jefferson. His mind was brilliant beyond even modern-day comprehension. He is one of the five most important people in the foundation of this grand idea we call America. So, with that said, should we talk about it? Dare we talk about it? Should we sweep such things under the rug and pretend they never happened? Are we ungrateful if we talk about it? After all, the single greatest thing that has ever happened to me personally happened on the day I was born. I was born in a free land. I was born an American. So again, with that said, am I an ingrate if I broach the subject? In elementary school, we were taught about the Founding Fathers. We held them up as godlike beings. Nobody ever told us about the dark side of liberty. In the Declaration of Independence, Jefferson wrote philosophically about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and how all deserved it because all were created equal. Jefferson's words in that document would prove to be the most important words in American history. Thank God he said it. But for many, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness would be greatly delayed at the very hand of the man who had penned those words. Even though Jefferson had often said publicly that he was opposed to slavery, in his lifetime he held roughly 200 human beings in bondage as their master. If he was so opposed to slavery, why didn't he set his slaves free? On her deathbed, Jefferson's wife made him promise he would never marry again, and he didn't. Instead, several years later, in his mid-40s, he would take a 15-year-old slave girl and make her his concubine. A preponderance of the evidence from long ago, backed up by modern-day DNA testing, shows that a Monticello slave named Sally Hemings gave birth to numerous children with Jefferson as the father. It was common in the day for white slave owners to have such relationships with their female slaves, consensual or not. Children born of these relations were not considered sons and daughters of the masters. They were born as slaves. Further struggles filled with guilt exist for those of us who so greatly admire the work Jefferson did in the drafting of the Declaration. Jefferson was a man of great contradiction. While filling his official capacities as the third president of the United States, Jefferson forcibly removed Native Americans from their ancestral lands in the East. "Send them out west somewhere," was his attitude. Jefferson felt white settlement was far more important than any claim the Indians could have to their lands. Many Native Americans died in this struggle, men, women, children. The very land I live on today in Pennsylvania was once the hunting grounds of Native Americans. So, does that make me an ungrateful hypocrite? Do I have any right at all to broach this subject? Look how much I've benefited from the work of Jefferson and the other founding fathers. Am I a bad person if I recognize that what Jefferson and others did in their time would in today's society be considered at the very least felony offenses and more than likely would fall under the category of crimes against humanity? So, were they good men who did some bad things, or were they bad men who did some good things? That line is blurred and will be a matter for debate until the end of time. The one thing I know for sure, I'm very happy I live in a land where such things can be so freely debated. I'm the American Storyteller.
Things left to do, why now? like only yesterday he was a boy without a care in the world. Kites and wagons, stick ball and broken windows. Long hot summer nights under the stars with friends, telling tall tales about the adventures of their fathers. There was a bond there that was hard for him to understand as a child, but as he grew older and watched his father set the example, it became very clear to him that a father was more than just a ferocious old bear sitting at the head of the table. Much more. He was a teacher. Taught the kind of things they don't teach in school. Like the value of an honest day's work. Promise made is promise kept. Taught the love of family. He was a healer, mender of broken knees and broken hearts. He was a builder of homes, futures. Most of all, Father was a dreamer. He learned they become dreamers when they become fathers. Starts first day, small dreams. All the great things you'll accomplish. Then as you grow up, dreams get bigger. That you'll come home safely every day. That your heart will never be broken. Then that your life will be much easier than his. And sometimes at night a father dreams of precious moments you may have lost along the way, working a little too hard to make sure your dreams come true. The old man smiled. He began to remember the great moments in his life. His children's first birthdays, their first Christmases, their first loves, their first children. And even though none of them became president or invented anything earth-shattering to make the world a better place, he could see the results of what his father had taught him and them. And he knew he had done his job well. And because of that, maybe the world was a little better. He was proud. He only wished he could tell them that one more time. Time had gone by a little too fast, but today was his day. He was a boy again, without a care in the world.
Oh, wipe that tear away and settle down here. It is Can't Stop the Music with our starting out with a little bit of Father's Day acknowledgement there from 2 and 2, a Father's Day meditation there, and from the American storyteller Thomas Jefferson, and starting out with a Can't Stop the Music favorite, Ivan Hrabowska, with his We Dance and Party to Father's Day. It's 9:14. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I am P. Swan.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. When you must be outdoors in hot weather, take steps to stay cool and healthy. Cut down on exercise and other hard tasks. Drink 2 to 4 glasses of cool, non-alcoholic fluids every hour. Rest often in shady areas. Wear light clothing and protect yourself from the sun with a wide-brimmed hat, sunglasses, and sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher.
Yeah, be smart. Be careful. It's summer now. We're going to reach into the grab bag for a little while. There's a lot of stuff I've been wanting to play, and some of it I've played before, some of it I have not gotten have not gotten to. And so I think now's the time to dig in deep. We're going to start off with David Byrne and Brian Eno from that recent album. I know a number of people saw David Byrne up in Charlottesville, and that is quite the tour. My Big Nurse.
When the lake's on fire with all the world's desires, when he shakes the stars above, when we lose the ones we love, when the seasons lose their grip, when the tide of walkers slips, I'm counting all the possibilities. When the past becomes the now, when the lost becomes the found, when we fall in love with us the whole, when the road we travel on takes us back where we came from, a million kinds of possibilities for dancing on this lazy
Insects are all around us.
Thank you.
Thank you. America is in danger. A peril greater than any of the horrendous radioactive qualities of the hydrogen bomb tests. Every man, woman, and child, from the crisp, cool shores of Montauk Point to the great Oregon forests, live in the heinous shadow of the HFN. The HFN is the monster. And what is the HFN? Hi-Fi Nuts.
Years ago, there was just one unit, usually made of wood, that had a nickel-plated handle you could wind.
And here he is, that silver mass tenor of the airways, Ralph J. Gleason. How beautiful my honeymoon. I love to sit underneath and croon while lovers sit and spoon.
Hey, Charlie, ain't that record a riot? It's all right. That loudspeaker sounds tinny.
A seemingly innocent remark, but agents from the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Impedance, high and low, were watching men like Charlie. The FBI realizing that some sellers could get a guy like Charlie hooked pretty easy. Yes?
Did the stuff come? Yeah, come in. Did you ever see a preamplifier like this? Got a magnetic phono tape head, distortion 2%, harmonic unmeasurable. Stop it, Euphine. I'm going out of my mind. You know, I can't afford it. How about this new Faldex speaker? You fiend, you. You know, I'm still paying on the indoor boosters and the stereo adapters. You dirty rat. You got me started on this stuff. Take it easy, Charlie. You came to me. Don't forget if you can't handle it. Charlie, stay away from those knobs. Charlie, don't touch that big knob.
Luckily, Charlie was picked up by the SWOUG and received treatment. The SWOUG, Stay With One Unit Group, along with Dr. Stereo Cape, an ex-audiophile, took a special interest in Charlie. Charlie was helped to kick. Charlie almost had the variable reluctance cartridge off his back.
Hey, Doc, I just wanted these pills you gave me, but I just feel a little strange.
Oh, those tranquilizers?
Tranquilizers? I thought you said transistors. I have a very perplexing hum coming from my DACUC 3,000-watt power amplifier. It seems to be coming from the amplifier chassis instead of through the speaker. I can
hear it just as plainly with the speaker, disnunciated, and even unplugging the rectifier tube does not reduce the intensity of the hum.
A resistor is trying to kiss my sister.
Look. His mouth is getting bigger.
His mouth is getting bigger and bigger.
His arms are shrinking. So are his legs. His mouth is really wide now. What should we do? You can't see it. His eyes have disappeared. So have his legs. There's nothing left but a mouth. What should we do?
I've got an idea. Let's get some lumber.
Do you think we should?
You would have wanted it that way. Just get some lumber. Make a box around his mouth. Put that webbing. Okay. Put this wire in here, next to the second molar there. Now ground the other one. Okay, switch his ear on. Yeah.
And here he is, that silver mass tenor of the airways, Ralph J. Gleason. How beautiful my hammy moon. I love to sit underneath and croon while lovers sit and swoon. Oh, listening to the wind say, kiss my typhoon. Oh, beautiful Miami moon. I love to sit underneath and croon while lovers all sit and spoon.
Thank you.
Favorite covers, Kinky doing covering Mexican Radio, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass with Brasilia, Lenny Bruce talking about the March of High Fidelity, Girl Talk with Can't Stop, Money Mark with Insects Are All Around Us, and we started off with David Byrne and Brian Eno, My Big Nurse. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It's 9:37. WRIR thanks underwriter Quirk Gallery. Quirk Gallery offers a carefully selected collection of artist-made jewelry, practical and clever gifts, and fine crafts. In the shop and in their gallery, Quirk features local and national artists recognized for uninhibited use of materials, delightfully mixing tradition and experimentation. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 311 West Broad Street, 804-644-5450, quirkgallery.com.
Celebrate your independence with Richmond Independent Radio. Join us for a community picnic and kite fly in historic Churchill's Chimborazo Park on Sunday, July 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. There'll be plenty of space to hang out, lay down a blanket, and put a kite in the sky. So pack a picnic basket and invite your friends and neighbors. Grab your frisbees, hula hoops, and acoustic instruments. They're also welcome. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit WRIR.org. Let's all hang out. I'll see you in the park.
Yeah, meet us in Chimborazo Park, WRIR's picnic for the rest of us on July 5th from 1 to 5 p.m. Do come by. It's going to be really pleasant. So as we start summer, I think about hitting the road and those summer road trips, and that, of course, leads to thinking about trucking music. And so I've got a little bit of uncommon trucking music for you, starting out with a cover of Girl on the Billboard by High Awake Afi. It better be there.
That's it. Clap your hands. Good. Some of you white people try it. Come on.
Well, I ain't your average trucker. They go their way, I go my way. I'm the kind of guy that picks up any fruit out on the highway. I see an apple in a tree. Your little berries growing free. And I say, yes, sirree. There's a perfect snack for me. Just chew them up, get it in the cab, take off and toot. One eye out for highway danger, the other out for fruit.
first stop at diners, wolfing down their pork and beans. But not me, I stop at roadside stands and score some tangerines. I eat every kind of fruit except the prune, 'cause it's a heavy load I'm carrying, and I won't be stopping soon. Just chew them up, get in the cab, take off in two. One eye out for highway danger, the other out for fruit. I got one hand on the throttle, and in the other my banana. And I'm feeling down the highway, I'm heading home to see my Anna. She's the apple of my eye, and I know she's waiting there. With her lips like little cherries, she's a peach and what a pear. What if my cab is full of garbage and there's fruit stains on my shirt? Sure beats the pants off taking them little white pills to stay alert. And if you drink and drive, you lose, so I'll stick with figs and cherries. Hard driving boys and booze ain't near as good as boysenberries. Just chew them up, get in the cab, take off and toot. One eye out for highway danger, the other out for fruit. One eye out for highway danger, the other out for fruit.
The Martin Mull Show will continue right after this important word.
Checking my eyelids for pinholes, trying to find a pickle fog. On my way to Cigar City, dodging gators in the dark. It's Christmas on the back, slide with the air all full of bears. Had to back off of the hammer and bird dog that bobtail. Tail. It's a break chick at the chicken coop, double nickels down the lane. On the left goes full of bean boppers just outside of Gateway. There's a fire in the wire and I roger that key down. Bubble we sent bagging for the meat wagon comes around. In a sea of ankle biters, try to keep my back door closed. And then love the rest of the ice of the road. Now they shoot you in the tailpipe and it's 10:33. Rolling on and I stand on it just outside of Queen City. I see you pick me up, truck complete right from back of me. The boss man says get moving on, but we're stuck in Antler Alley. Got a freight shaker in the Grand Lane trying to pull this big rig in. To the angel of the rest of to shape up the shape I'm in. I'm trying to beat the bushes with a baby bear on my heels. Big Charlie's blowing smoke, this bucket of bolts, banana peels. I slide out of the buck, I stay back in the bumper lane. I see that bubble gum machine got a blue slip on the brain. In a sea of ankle biters, trying to keep my back door closed. And then the angel of the rest up blew the ice off of the road. Got a freight shaker in the Grand Lane, trying to pull this big rig in. Pray to the angel of the rest up to shake up the shape.
Smoking cigarettes, waiting to see my baby yet. It's been a long and lonely road, too much time away from home. Drive my truck on down the line. It's been a long and rugged fight with the rains and slippery roads, hoping I can make it home. My baby's waiting at home for me. I've been gone for a long, long while. in her arms I've been longing to be. Another smoke to pass the time, another state, another town. Heavy load to weigh me down, another mountain I have to climb, trying to make it home on time. Smoking cigarettes, waiting to see my baby yet, trying to make my run on time. Another smoke to pass the time, drinking coffee to stay away. Another detour I have to take, I'll keep on trucking down the road until I make my way back home to that little girl of mine. Another smoke will pass the time.
Were you up and dancing? Were you on your CB radio? Yeah, it was a little trucking music here from Can't Stop the Music. Ended up with Chris Sprague and Diesel Smoke and Cigarettes. Started with High Awake, AFI, with Girl on the Billboard. Really quite deconstructed there. Martin Mull with The Fruit Song and The Slow Prisoner with Angel of the Rest Stop. It's 9:50. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I do understand that Matt and Jack will be back, and Jack is in the DJ seat again, wearing those headphones. So stay tuned for Mixtape tonight at 11. But before then, we have another 70 minutes of just rollicking good time. Reaching in the grab bag, we're going to listen to Nutritious. The band is Gangster Fun, and the cut is Nutritious.
as me. Oh, 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 way too big to see.
Yellow dust. And the plane is balanced precariously on the top of a small, thin, green acacia tree, which grows from the snout of a giant blood-red ox with 50 eyes that breathes flame the color of the midnight sky. And the ox's hooves are firmly placed on a single grain of sand, which floats in the eye of Bahamut like a mote of dust. No one has ever seen Bahamut. Some think it's a fish. Some think it's a newt. All we know is that the lonely Bahamut floats endlessly through all time and all space with all of us and everything floating in a single tear of his eye.
Way too big to see. Whoa,
This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM. Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
My baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about to hear. My baby came down from Romania. She was a queen of Tanzania. But now we live in suburbia without any friends about to hear.
Oh, I like a hot lyric in Yiddish. That is Golem from their recent CD, Citizen Golem, with Tuchuses and Nenes. And if you need to translate that, I suggest you go to your Yiddish-English translation website. Before that was One Ring Zero with Watch the Antennas, Chantel with Disco Partizani, Hazmat Modine with Bahamut, and we started off with Gangster Fun and Nutritious. It's 10:10. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I will be here bringing you as much nonsense as I can fit into my slot through 11 o'clock. WRAR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. Well, that can only mean one thing. It is time for Outsider Royalty here at Can't Stop the Music. And this week's Outsider Royalty is really, I think, my new favorite performer, Roy Zimmerman. He is really the contemporary incarnation of Tom Lehrer. And he's based in California, and he writes songs that are witty, clever, have real rhymes that are over the top, and are typically political, sarcastic, satirical, and everything that just makes Can't Stop the Music throw its hat in the ring of adoration. I've put up a link to Roy Zimmerman's website up on my post, and also a video of him strumming one of his selections. But I've got three delightful choices from Roy Zimmerman here for you. You may remember last week I played Kill a Doctor for Christ. Well, that was also Roy Zimmerman, and it just, the hits keep coming. So this is To Be a Liberal.
A message of hope from the Great Bay Area.
On my way in here tonight, I bruised my nose hugging a tree. I was late because I had to stop by on my way at San Quentin to set a criminal free. And I ran out of seven-grain bee pollen, macrobiotic, organic, sustainable medical marijuana for my journey. You know how hard it is to be a liberal. Well, do ya? I had to learn to speak French, Spanish, Hindi, and Dolphin just so I could relate. I'm exhausted from taxing and spending and controlling the media and hiding my agenda and ruling San Francisco as a separatist nation state. And in yoga today, I got bent out of shape because the guy doing bowl pulling pose next to me was intolerant, which I hate. Do you know how hard it is to
to be a liberal. We're too young. Constantly feeding the hungry and bleeding my heart and exceeding my budget and needing approval and reading the nation and leading a sing-along. Wait, that was just an impulse. Sorry. Oh, I shoot the hoops with some brothers when I sprain my badonkadonk. And you know that ain't chill. I saved an endangered snail darter from being eaten by an endangered spotted owl, which I saved from being eaten by an endangered snow leopard, which I saved from being shot by a poacher who I had to kill. With kindness. It took a while. I hit a speed bump and spilled my chai latte all over the hemp-covered seats of my Prius. And the speed bump turned out to be a homeless Native American, so I apologized and gave him some land. I stomped out his cigarette and took away his gun, shot myself in the nuts on my way to my frivolous lawsuit for sexual harassment, where I was suing myself because I masturbated against my will.
Now, I do some political songs, some love songs, you know, because politics is struggle and debate and infighting, backstabbing, deal-making, abuse of power, character assassination, and love is too. Love is politics without all the sex. So here's a little love song. This song imagines a romantic encounter between George Bush and the nation of Iraq. Hey, baby, you're looking so fine. Can I buy you a drink? What's your sign? Mission accomplished, that's mine. I bet you can't wait. I'll pull out. Baby, I promise. I don't care if you've been with my dad or how many inspectors you had. I like you best when you're bad. I'm in a rogue state. I'll pull out. Baby, I promise. Just to spend one night on your mattresside, commit fratricide. You want me inside. I know how to keep you occupied.
Hey, baby, when have I lied? I give it to you straight. I'll pull out. Baby, I promise. Whoops, too late. Song with an exit strategy.
Translator discharged because I'm gay, and I approve this message. I am the last man to die for a mistake, and I approve this message. And I am the 78% of Americans who think we're on the wrong track. I approve this message. And I am the 22% of Americans who say, could be worse. I approve this message. I am
I approve this message, and I am, and I approve this message, I am.
Well, I hope you were giggling your way through that set. I have to say, I really do have great admiration for Roy Zimmerman. This week's Outsider Royalty on Can't Stop the Music. We started out with To Be a Liberal, I'll Pull Out, and ended with I Approve This Message. It's 10:24. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR. You could be listening on the web at WRIR.org. You could be downloading the podcast when I put it up. Or you could be like many and most of our listeners, enjoying the radio station across the airwaves from our tower and our transmitter. Mixtape comes up at 11 o'clock, but I still got surprises for you. We're going to have Clarence Carter up next with You Talk Too Much.
My grandfather put his poor old Ford car out to pasture in 1940, and for 14 years he rode the train 4 mornings and 4 afternoons a week, getting up at 5 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays to light the sooty old oil burner, boil his pot of coffee, and catch the dairy route man as he drove past to get his orange juice and his daily bottle of milk. After he had taken his bath, he had his half slice of toast, his glass of juice, his milk, and his cup of coffee. Then he put on his bulky overcoat with its fur collar, stepped into the yard, waited 2 or 3 minutes for the local bus, and boarded the train, which was due at 8 a.m. What he did during the 8 hours he was in his office, we never knew. Perhaps it was just as well that his business was foreign to us, because Grandfather always took a rather calm, if not downright careless, attitude toward the law. My sister Mary used to say that she didn't care what he did as long as he fought his suits in the courts and not in the family. On Saturdays, and when he came home at night, he might water the lawn, or perhaps borrow a hammer or a wheelbarrow from Mrs. Forrest, his next-door neighbor, in a vain attempt to start the long-overdue jobs of patching his roof or cleaning his garage, which was filled with everything from broken mirrors to broken music boxes, from rusty scissors to rusty funnels, not to mention a crop of hard wasps which had haunted the place for years. I can still remember seeing a lot of paper towels in an abandoned chicken coop near the raspberry bed, with a hank of knotted yarn coiled round a whetstone on top of the whole mess. When the time came for dinner, Grandfather would put a can on the fire and heat up some greasy stew from the night before, open a can of tomatoes, prop a book up before him, and eat right from the stove. He never seemed to take much interest in food anyway, and there weren't a lot of dishes to wash that way. I guess his stomach, teeth, and gums didn't object. After he had rinsed off his cooking utensils, Grandfather would try to get some dance music on the radio. However, his radio was pretty poor, so he seldom got it tuned in properly. He would worry about this and turn it on very loud. His ear for beautiful air was, I fear, a tin one. Then he would sit down with his newspaper and amuse himself with the horrors of the world. A new government in France, a scandal in Washington, a revolution in Latin America, a family murder on Long Island. He had a fine time with them all, and always said that though life was no laughing matter, it was no matter if you laugh. When he was tired of the bleating of the radio and the drought of international affairs, he would call his yellow mongrel dog in his loud, hoarse voice. When he had rubbed him briskly with his palms and told him what a nice creature he was, he took him out and locked him in the barn by the creek for the night. Then he came back in the house, drained a nice, warm glass of milk, and climbed the stairs to his room. After he had brushed his short white beard until it shone to the roots, he went to bed to sleep the sleep of the just.
Thank you.
Well, I packed my bags and bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee. Hello, Waikiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, Wacka, wacka, nuka, licka, wacka, wacka, nuka, licka. Would you like a lay? Hey, let's talk dirty in a whack. Whisper in my ear. Kickapooka, makawawahini, all the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from the pineapple out in Honolulu Bay. The steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, okadoka, make a wish and wanna poke a word I understand. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, a whisper in my ear. Kickapooka, makawawahini, all the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. Say the words I long to hear. There's more. Well, I bought a lot of junka with my muda, and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance a hula. Well, I guess I should have known. But when you start talking to a sweet wahine, walking in the pale moonlight, Okanoka, what a set of knock-a-rock-a, sis-boo-bock-us, hope I said it right. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, a whisper in my ear. Kekapuka, makawawahine, are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka, dear? Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian. say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaiian, say the words I long to hear. Aloha.
Called The Piper's Son, first song that I've probably ever heard, and goes like this. John, John, the Piper's son, stole a pig and away he run. Pig got a loose and killed a goose, put old Johnny in the calaboose, put old Johnny in the calaboose. Yeah. John the Piper's Son, the first song that I've done.
I set out on a voyage through the ocean of my mind. Currents and tides surged while my brain would unwind. Running across the banks of the water were children, pets and toddlers, women, men and lovers and others, people that are and people that were. Anchored to the depths of my body were problems of ecology. A beer or a Pepsi can, coal and oil, so much debris. Viewing my neighbor, the heavens paraphernalia, so rare. If I gaze at the wrong time of day, I even receive a glare.
Cleanse My Body, a song poem performed by Mike Thomas. Before that, Howard Finster, most famously known as a folk artist with John the Piper's Son, Bongwater, with Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, John Prine, Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian, American Speaking, a sampler, a whole LP sampler of different speaking styles with My Eccentric Grandfather performed in a Brooklyn accent, which was much less prominent than I would have imagined, and starting out with Clarence Carter, You Talk Too Much. It is 10:42. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I have been having just a lovely time. If you gotta go, do you know how to get there? The Virginia Department of Transportation has plans for us and our highways in case of a hurricane evacuation. Get a free copy of the Hurricane Evacuation Guide and learn the pre-established evacuation routes, including road reversals and highway exit closings, at www.virginiadot.org/travel/hurricane_default.asp. Or if you just really can't remember that, go to virginiadot.org. Just keeping the season in mind. Up next, we've got Chumbawamba.
I'm a loner, alone with neuroses and hate. Anger is a permanent character trait. My letter bombs are primed and they're ready to send. Would you like to have me as a friend? I'm a wound up whiner with a fetish for guns. I'm almost 50 and I live with my mum. I hope my nude picture doesn't offend. Would you like to have me as a friend? Add me, me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me, would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? I'm a recovering alcoholic, I rarely leave my room, peeping through the curtains in my dark costume. voices in my head. Dog, they'll get me in the end. Would you like to add me as a friend? I'd really like to mail you the picture that I drew. It's Kylie's body, but the head is you. I've asked you 50 times before, I'm asking you again. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. Me mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? She never had me. Had me, had me. Would you like to add me as a friend? Would you like to add me as a friend? Here's a picture of me in my Nazi uniform, doing a trick with an egg that I like to perform at a monster truck rally that my mom and me attend. Would you like to add me as a friend? I've added Whitney and Paris and you and Tom. I'm going to find your address so I can visit you at home. I don't like people, but I like to pretend. Would you like to add me as a friend? Add me, add me. My mother says she wish she never had me. Add me, add me. Would you like to add me as a friend?
Oh, that was Fast and Bulbous, the tribute record to Captain Beefheart. You Know You're a Man. Before that, Dream Syndicate with Love in the Center, Hate in the Sin. And started out with Chumbawamba with Add Me. Now that Facebook is tearing through Richmond, which I'm always kind of, you know, I do, you know, we do Can't Stop the Music, have our Facebook group and do periodically send out information. But in a place like Richmond, you have to wonder, what has Facebook accomplished? You know, it's kind of just like going to Broad Street on Friday, on the first Friday. Well, you've got your mixtape team here in full energy power play mode. And I'm going to leave you with one more Roy Zimmerman song, One World, One Bank. Have a good week, and I'll be bringing you more Zanius next week.
There's a lot to worry about. There's a lot of going down, you know, but I don't worry. I try to remain positive, you know, and I said try. And I know that love, you know, love is all about communication. That's why it's impossible. But I see a future where we're all in one big tent together talking on cell phones to people in some other tent somewhere. And I see a future where poverty and starvation have been eliminated from all news coverage. I see a future where there are no wars, just corporate-sponsored police actions with play-by-play on ESPN. And I see a future where concern for privacy is a thing of the past, because privacy, my friends, is a thing of the past. I see a future where major motion pictures are nothing but bald-faced, hour-and-a-half-long commercials for talking toys and automatic weapons. And I see a future where we never have to handle anything again. We just buy stuff over the internet and have someone else throw it away for us. One world, one bank, one insurance provider. A conglomerate run by one megalomaniac for your safety and convenience. I see a future where children of every race and creed and color have equal opportunity to make running shoes for 12 cents an hour. Where all obstacles to human development, rainforests, environmentalism, ethics, have been washed away forever. Where one man with guts and determination and an idea that could revolutionize the automobile industry can disappear without a trace. I see a future where slavery is good again. I see a future of licensed merchandise and fast food tie-ins where even the second coming is cross-promoted. Get it? In one world, one bank, one processed food provider. One big healthcare conglomerate run by one greedy bastard for your safety and convenience. Sorry, I thought I was alone. I see a future where people's diversity is recognized and squelched at an early age, where all of humanity is united in the fight against whatever horrifying we've disturbed trying to colonize space. I see a future where the image of Gandhi is used to sell a computer. Wait, that happened already, and I see a future where Iraq does not have the bomb, and Korea does not have the bomb, and Pakistan does not have the bomb, and Microsoft does. In one world, one sperm bank, one assisted suicide provider, one big maximum security theme park run by the same guy who tells the president what to say for your safety and convenience. Yeah, for our safety and sing it with me as if you had no voice. For